follow your passion first. When I retired from the game, I sat there asking kind of all the wrong questions. What's the biggest industry I can get into? And it's all the wrong stuff. And you got to sit there and ask yourself, okay, what am I truly passionate about? What do I enjoy doing? And when you feel that way, honestly, you feel like you have never worked a day in your life. It's the most fun thing in the world. You get up in the morning excited about what you're doing. And you got to be really honest with yourself about it. If you wake up in the morning and you're dreading going to work, dude, do something else. Right. Do something else. And those are hard decisions to make. But when you make those decisions, it's a very liberating experience. And you find out that the rewards will come.
I think the best way to prove your value is to work, is to learn, is to absorb, to be a sponge. But you always want to outwork your potential. As hard as you believe you can work harder than that. And that's what I tried to do when I first came in the league. But basketball is such a direct competition sport. And me coming in at 17, I hated when my teammates would say, I get hit with an elbow. Right? Shaq would hit me with an elbow in practice. And Nick Van Exel would come up and say, are you okay? I'm like, what? Wow, are you okay? What the hell is wrong with you? I always had that extra chip on my shoulder. So every day in practice for me was really trying to annihilate everybody that I was playing against. So I wanted to prove you don't need to babysit me. I'm fine, And so it's always that competitive nature, the work ethic, and curiosity. Because I asked a lot of questions. When playing with Byron Scott, I asked him a lot of questions. Eddie Jones, who was great at chasing guards off the screens, and I didn't understand how to do that. I would sit with him before practice, after practice. Magic, all the Laker greats, I would always sit down and just ask them questions about certain games that I studied growing up. What actually happened there? What did you feel there? Why?
We were playing against the Lakers, Tom, and we were out here in L.A. So the game was at 7. You know what? I'm going to come to the Staples Center because we're playing. This is when the Lakers had Kobe and Shaq. Okay? This is like the championship Lakers. So now I'm going to get there at 3 o'clock. I want to make sure I make 400 main shots before I go back into the room, and then I sit in the sauna and I get ready for the game. So, get in the car, get to the gym, get there, and as I'm walking onto the court, who do I see? I see Kobe Bryant. Already working out. So once I set my foot across that line, I started working out. And so I worked out for a good hour and a half. And when I came off, after I was done, I sat down, and of course I still heard the ball bouncing. I looked down, I'm like, this guy's still working out. He was working out for it looks like he was in a dead sweat when I got here. Right. And he's still going. And it's not like his moves are nonchalant or lazy. He's doing game moves. I sit there and I unlace my shoes. I'm like, I want to see how long this goes. So I sit out there and watch. 25 minutes. And he got done. I said, okay, I think I've seen enough. Go play, come back, get in the sauna, get ready for the game. That game, he drops 40 on us. Okay? And after the game is over, I'm like, I have to ask this guy. I have to understand, why he works like that.
Right.
So after the game is over, I'm like, hey, Kobe, why were you in the gym for so long? He's like, because I saw you come in. And I wanted you to know that it doesn't matter how hard you work, that I'm willing to work harder than you.
If your job is to try to be the best basketball player you can be, mm-hmm. right? To do that, you have to practice, you have to train. Right? You want to train as much as you can, as often as you can. So if you get up at 10 in the morning, train at 11, right? 12, say 12, train at 12. Train for 2 hours, 12 to 2. You have to let your body recover. So you eat, recover, whatever. You get back out, you train, start training again at 6. Train from 6 to 8. Right? And now you go home, you shower, you eat dinner, you go to bed, you wake up, you do it again. Right? Those are two sessions. Right? Now imagine you wake up at 3, you train at 4. You go 4 to 6, come home, breakfast, relax, so. Now you're back at it again, 9 to 11. Right? Relax, and now all of a sudden you're back at it again, 2 to 4. Now you're back at it again, 7 to 9. Look how much more training I have done by simply starting at 4. Right? So now you do that, and as the years go on, the separation that you have with your competitors and your peers just grows larger and larger and larger and larger and larger. And by year 5 or 6, doesn't matter what kind of work they do in the summer, they're never going to catch up because they're 5 years behind. Right? So it makes sense to get up and start your day early because you can get more work in. If I start earlier, I can train more hours. And I know the other guys aren't doing it because I know what their training schedule is. Right? So I know if I do this consistently over time, the gap's just going to widen and widen and widen and widen and widen, and they won't be able to get that back. So to me, it was just common sense. I'm like thinking, how can I get an advantage? Well, start earlier. Yeah, let's do that.
How do you develop that, or what do you learn that from?
Well, I think it's just, you know, it's just a matter of what's important to you. Mm-hmm. What's important to you for whatever reason? You know, I felt like I didn't feel good about myself if I wasn't doing everything I could to be the best version of myself. If I felt like I left anything on the table, it would eat away at me. I wouldn't be able to look myself in the mirror. So the reason why I can retire now and be completely comfortable about it, because I know that I've done everything I could to be the best basketball player I could be.
Beautiful, you guys. I can't believe it's come to an end. You guys will always be in my heart. And what can I say? Mamba out.
What's going on? You guys know what day it is, and you guys know what show it is. It is Candid Convos live on your Tuesday night, January 26th. You guys, February is almost here. February is almost here, and I'm hoping that January has been a phenomenal month for you guys. This is Candid Convos, hanging out with the homie Marty the Greatest. Marty, bro, are you there, man?
Yes, sir. Present and ready to have a good night. You know, this is a beautiful Sunday. I say a beautiful Sunday. This is a beautiful Tuesday. It's a lituation. And I'm just ready to get it started, bro.
Amen. Well, of course, we had to kick the show off with the Kobe Bryant Mamba Mentality clip, because on this show, we're going to overcome our fears and we're going to unpack some topics that were in the news this past week. And we got a bunch of topics to cover. But, of course, we want to celebrate the life of Kobe Bryant, who passed away exactly 1 year to this date. And, of course, that's why we kicked the show with Mamba Mentality. And just hoping that everybody will continue to practice Mamba Mentality and overcoming the odds and the obstacles that are in your face. As an entrepreneur, as a mother, as a father, family, whatever the case may be, strap up your boots and get to work and overcome those odds and those obstacles. Well, you guys heard the blast off. So, Marty, man, what is the first topic at hand on tonight?
Well, man, I told you I was going to fit this in because it's the right thing to do. And, you know, there would be no KS Radio Network without you. There would be no KS Radio Network without KS the Radio Show. And I know you won't do it because you don't like bringing, you know, you humble, you got humility. But I just want to congratulate you on this. I think it's this Friday. No, it was on the 23rd that you made 5 years as a radio show. And I'm so happy to be a part of it, so happy to witness it. And with things we got planned for the future, so happy to be, you know, witness of you taking KS Radio to being KS Network and expanding and bringing it to greater heights, bro. So congratulations. You got anything you want to say?
Yes. It's all because of Orlando and God's grace and RL Music, because without God using those two men instrumentally, I would have never even thought about radio. So, of course, I do want to give a round of applause to myself for 5 consistent years of radio ministry independently. So yeah, Marty, right, now that we got and, we gonna keep our, I'm gonna keep my foot on the gas pedal, and since you are a host on the KS Radio Show Network as well, we both gonna keep our foot on the pedal, and you guys keep it locked. We got more coming down the pipeline of KS Network. Bigger and greater. That's all I can say. Bigger and greater.
That's all it's gonna be, bro. But enough of the pleasantries. I'm glad we got this all out. Wrestling in heaven, Kobe and Gigi, and congratulations on the 5 years. But bro, last week, January the 20th, we got a new president. Donald Trump is gone. Donald Trump is gone. But I love inauguration, but I don't love inauguration, but I love the way the internet do high profile events, because there's always something that's funny that happens and the internet feeds on it and just blow it all out of proportion. Give us a whole bunch of stuff to laugh at. Don't you agree?
I do agree. Definitely agree with that.
It's like, it's a favorite thing that you look forward to. So the inauguration was no different. Did you see the Bible that Joe Biden swears his oath on?
Bro, did I see it? Who didn't see it? That big old thing, man. Like, he got it from John the Baptist himself.
Man, it looked like God blessed that Bible. It's personal. I don't know. How old you think that Bible is, man? How old do you think that Bible is?
A couple thousand years old. A couple thousand years old. Like, way back before the slaves was even thought of.
He said that Bible been in his family for 100 years. I said, definitely look like it. Definitely look like it. That's crazy, bro. That looked like the Bible that Moses used to teach Bible studies to the Israelites. I promise you, bro. It just was a huge. I don't even know, like what? I mean, how can they, you know, kind of shrink our Bible to the Bible that we have these days? And like, so what do we have in this Bible that we want? Right?
Right.
It was crazy. It was by far the most eye-popping thing that you've seen at the inauguration. But did you get to see a chance to see the poet? Her name was Gordon. I can't remember her name, but I remember her last name. I think it was Amanda Gordon, now that I'm thinking about it. Did you get a chance to see the poet?
That I did not.
Oh man, gotta watch her speech. She was pretty good. She was pretty good. And then it was something like she got a speech impediment. She had a speech impediment, and so she wasn't able to say the letter R. But like she just learned how to say the letter R 2 years ago. And she went from learning how to say the letter R 2 years ago to speaking at the inauguration for the 46th president of the United States. You can't tell me God ain't real, bro. You can't tell me
God
ain't real.
God is definitely real. God is definitely
but,
real. And he moves in mysterious ways.
But then, I know everybody's seen this. Bernie Sanders, with his mittens and his bomber jacket, sitting, looking like he's a Scooby-Doo a villain, in his chair, bro. What was going on, bro? Did you see the Bernie Sanders meme?
Who hasn't seen the Bernie Sanders meme? It's so many different versions of it now. It's not even funny anymore. It is hilarious. I really didn't know like what it connected to, until after I did like my research and everything, but it is hilarious. And literally everybody has that meme in some kind of form or format on their timelines or somewhere on their social media platforms, because it's so many different versions out there now. And it is hilarious just sitting like that with those giant gloves on, no matter what the history is behind them. It's a funny picture. And the way that people are using it in different variations makes it even funnier.
And it's just like, I think my favorite meme was Bishop Paul S. Martin was preaching, and they had him in the sitting in the chair like he was a guest preacher or something
right.
like that.
Yeah, I saw that one. Hilarious.
I was dying laughing. Real quick, the story behind it is that a lady who, since he's a senator, a lady who, you know, in Vermont, because he's a senator from Vermont, she made the gloves for him. She knit the gloves for him. So when all of this went viral, of course, a lot of people from the internet tried to get her to make some gloves. But she got a full-time job. So she was like, I can't make y'all no gloves. I got to work.
Right.
Hilarious, bro. If the meme wasn't funny enough, the story of hearing the lady turn down money is more hilarious. But that being said, bro, I do know that Glory shared with you a story that that Joe Biden, he reversed some stuff, and I think you said it was a travel ban, correct?
Yeah, he reversed Trump's ban on the transgenders that can serve in the military now. When Trump was in office, he banned all transgenders, LGBTQ, whatever other letter is in the alphabet, for them to serve in the capacity in the military. And now that Biden is in the office, and like we mentioned last week, if we were to be president, what was the first thing that we would do? And this is the first thing that Biden has done. My question is, what happens to the student loan forgiveness plan? Because I'm trying to put my name on the paper so my student loans can be forgiven. But instead, he reversed Trump's ban for transgender people to be counted for. And what he's trying to do as president now is to get rid of any racial distinction, which is why he reversed the ban. Marty, what are your thoughts on him reversing his ban?
Look, I don't have a dog in a fight. I don't want anybody to be discriminated. Okay, I do have a dog in a fight because I don't want anybody to be discriminated against. God, you know, give us free reign choice to choose whatever life we want to live on the earth, but it's got consequences at the end of it. But, I mean, if you're cool with consequences, I'm cool with consequences. But the fact of the matter is, I understand why he did that. He did it through executive order. And if you know anything about politics, it's the student loan thing is something that would have to be done through Congress because of how much money it costs. But just saying that, hey, the military, because the president is the commander in chief of the military. So if you say, okay, military can't ban gay people and all the other letters, then that's an easier thing that could be done. It costs no money for them to just say, okay, well, we're gonna stop doing it. So,
right.
So, but it would cost money to forgive other people's student loans. I'm not knocking you though, because I wish that was his first focus as well. But I understand why he did it, because it's a unilateral decision. But I do hope that I look like they focus on COVID for me, which is understandable. But I do want to, it's not just the president. We say this all the time on Santa Combo. Not just the president, it's the senators, it's the congressmen and congresswomen, is the local government. I want them to see them multitask. You know, you can give us student loan payment while giving us COVID relief, while impeaching whoever you want to impeach. Just get it done. Like, just get it done,
right,
bro. That's how I feel about it. But, I mean, as far as, I'm in the military. You already know I'm in the military. And I don't care what you are, as long as you have my back. Simple as that.
Facts. Now, before we get into our next topic, we got to give a big shout out to the homie Queese Music that is listening live, and the very talented Miss Samantha that's listening live for her kids as well. We are going to take our first music break because, you know, it's NBA season.
Oh, shout out to Glory for that. Shout out to Glory for sending us that.
Oh yeah,
that topic.
Big ups to our good friend Gloria Shalom that sent over that topic.
Yeah,
she thought it was very essential for us to talk to, and I agreed, and Marty agreed as well. So we're gonna go ahead and get into some music because it is NBA season. The playoffs are in right now, and Lakers are winning, and they're playing Boston, and all other kind of games are going on this weekend. So Dame Dolla, Snoop Dogg, and Derek Milano have a song.
Oh wow!
It came out in November,
specifically
highlighting and celebrating the life of Kobe Bryant. So here is Dame Dolla with Kobe.
Nice.
Check it out.
Hold up! Ever since a young boy, I've been getting buckets. Ever since a young boy, I've been getting buckets. Pull it back, Kobe. Pull it back, Kobe. Swish. I don't even gotta look, I take the shot in here. Swish. I don't even touch the rim, when I pull up, it's just swish. Back for a wet, only thing I know is swish. Pull it back, Kobe.
Rest in peace to the Mamba and baby Gigi. Still remember where I was standing after the three-peat. Bro was lined up yelling Kobe, but playing Pee-wee. Well, you know that shoot the freebie right after they tear Achilles. Killer, number 8 was crazy, but 24 was scary. Respect his name, or else he might show up as Bloody Mary. Won't forget the things he mentioned, how to get a Larry. Whatever necessary, he tried to help prepare me. They tell us never look in the eyes of a killer. I did it out respect for the greatest at Staples Center. The closest thing to MJ, and no, I ain't talking Thriller. It ain't an iron team, but a me in it. Please remember, Ben.
Ever since a young boy, I've been getting buckets. Ever since a young boy, I've been getting buckets. Pull it back, Kobe.
Kobe, 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 Kobe.
Pull it back, Kobe. Swish. I don't even gotta look, I take the shot in here. Swish. I don't even touch the rim, when I pull up, it's just swish. Back for a wet, only thing I know is swish. Pull it back, Kobe.
Shot clock and it's getting late. Crossover didn't hesitate. Skate by him like a figure eight. Whoever left, dunk bait. Give me the ball, can't wait. Catch them all with the pump fake. Money good, that's number 8. Clutch time, hard in the paint.
Kobe.
Purple and gold. Laker legend.
Killer, killer.
Stone cold. Ain't no question. 5-time champion. The 8th wonder raining on them. Take cover. Switched up and changed numbers.
Wow.
Many tried him, but came up show. 24, king of the coat. I'ma need backup, mission of both. You do not know me, you cannot hold me.
MVP.
Dribble the left and right and pull it back, Kobe.
Ever since a young boy, I've been getting buckets. Ever since a young boy, I've been getting buckets. Pull it back, Kobe.
Kobe, 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 Kobe.
Pull it back, Kobe. Swish. I don't even gotta look, I take the shot in here. Swish. I don't even touch the rim, when I pull up, it's just swish. Back for a wet, only thing I know is swish. Pull it back, Kobe. Pull it back, Kobe.
Hold up!
Hi, it's Roslyn with Roslyn Smith Counseling, and I am excited to share a couple of new things that I will be offering in 2021. The first is a couple support group called Better Me, Better Us. This group is designed to help couples work through some issues and improve their connectivity and intimacy in their relationship. This group will meet every third Saturday from 1 to 2:30. The other thing that I am offering this next year is a 7-week course called From Forgiveness to Healing. This 7-week transformational journey will support the participants as they walk through the process of forgiveness so that they can experience the healing that God wants for all of us. And so this transformational journey will begin on February 5th through March 19th from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. So I'm really looking forward to this course because it will be enlightening and life-changing for those who participate in it. I am really excited about these two events for Roslyn Smith Counseling in 2021. See the post for registration details, and I hope to see you there. Be blessed.
I hear the cops, I'm skipping tune, that's not my favorite song. Was running O's, making plays like the game is on. They know I'm cold, I want my crown like it's the Game of Thrones. Them all my slimes in the trenches trying to save their souls. Sexual sin, look, I've been in that struggle. For COVID, my clear coat, I've been in that bubble. It was pride before the fall, I'm climbing back to be humble. I'm in the field, running back with the gospel, won't fumble. The last supper, me and Joey eating with the mob. We some bosses, we don't talk, just praying head nod. In 3 days he really raised and they wonder why. You know the saying, how it go, real legends never die.
Hey, you guys, we want to give a big shout out to our sponsor on tonight, Ms. Roslyn Smith Counseling, with her announcement. Definitely check out roslynsmith.counseling.com. Is there where you can contact Roslyn for professional counseling services for individuals and couples as well. She has an A-plus rated service here in the state of Ohio, and I highly recommend her. Public session today. Check out the website and follow her at Roslyn Smith Counseling on Instagram and on Facebook and everywhere else on social media. Martin the Greatest, man, what you think about that Dame Dollar Kobe track featuring Snoop Dogg and Derek Milano? Marty?
Yeah, man, they went hard in the paint, bro. They went hard in the paint. No basketball pun. you know, anytime it's about Kobe, you got my attention. So, and, you know, I haven't heard Snoop Dogg that focused. Because normally Snoop Dogg just doing it to have fun now. But he was focused and they put it together to you know, paint the picture that was nobody really messing with it. Like, this dude did what he put his mind to every time. Didn't matter what it was. So,
man, I enjoyed it. Enjoyed it. Again, new song came out in November, and it's my very first time, our very first time playing on the KS Production Network, period. So, it was the perfect time, and Kobe's a legend, so we had to honor him and celebrate his life on today. And again, our prayers goes out to anybody that was involved in the tragic crash, the helicopter crash, and all their family members involved. So our prayers and our condolences go out to them. Our next topic at hand is this crazy article in Georgia. This man won a lottery. Won the lottery. Not only did he win the lottery, but he won a Corvette 2020 C8. And Marty, do you believe that the dealership did not have the C8 ready?
Look, man, we would have had a problem. I mean, being in Louisiana, I have never heard of people winning cars, the lottery. But that car, the way that car looked, if I had won that car, I'd have been incredibly excited. Then I come to the doggone dealership, and you trying to tell me y'all have it? I don't care about it. I don't want to hear it. What's going to happen is you're going to get the manager, you're going to get the general manager, you're going to get the governor, you're going to get the mayor, and y'all all going to find me a doggone car. Y'all going to find me the C8 Corvette that was promised to me. Henceforth, this day shall be known as my day until y'all give me that Corvette. I don't went off.
Bro,
when I
saw the article, I said, what? And then I went and read into it. And apparently, there's no C8s in the state of Georgia at all. So not only in his city, but also in the whole state.
Georgia?
Like they had to like contact like the CEO of Chevrolet and everything. And apparently now the guy's going to wait for the 2021 model, and he's going to get it for a much cheaper price. So they did take care of him. And it's going to,
other than him being, so they gave him the money, though.
He got the money. He's just waiting on the car now.
Oh.
Because he won the money from the lottery and the car. So he got the money from the lottery, but now he's waiting on the car. And it was crazy. But he's getting a newer car, the 2021 model, at a much cheaper price. He's not paying MSRP for it or anything. So they took care of him. I'm glad they took care of him. But if you ever seen a C8 in real life, it is absolutely beautiful. But 2021 model, first thing that's on the road. So I'm pretty sure he it's not what he wanted. Well, it's not what he won, but it's what he wanted. So, of course, as a customer, as a lottery winner, that's what you want.
Well, I mean, it's all good because he still got 250 in cash, and if you get it at cheap price, then it's always worth it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that 250 is gonna be, you know, I want that Corvette. Don't get me wrong, but that 250 is, you know, is gonna do some damage to it. There's a lot of people who want 250,000. So, who am I? You know, so I agree.
Right. Okay, so what else are we talking about tonight?
Bro, I know you've seen it. I know you've seen it. Because it's from your area. Guy goes from Chick-fil-A, full-time YouTube, to a full-time YouTuber with 1 million subscribers. Living in Cincinnati. I know, have you heard of Sam Tabor?
I have not heard of the brother Sam, but I'm glad he has 1 million subscribers. I'm gonna have to find out like what area he lives in, maybe what car he drives, so I can go get some tips on building up my YouTube channel.
You still gonna find a dude and ask him to borrow $20? Yo.
So.
Bro, I'm dead.
I don't know if he grew up in Cincinnati or not, but he lives here now. I was amazed because this article was on, it wasn't on like CNN or anything like that. It was on a local local news station here in Cincinnati. And I was like,
oh wow.
Okay, well this is Cincinnati news. So let me see what this is talking about. And I went and I clicked on it, I read it, and apparently he's been doing YouTube for about 8 years. He has 1 million subscribers. And basically what he does is that he works from home. He edits his own videos. And because of the pandemic, he had more free time. He's a skateboarder and everything. So he just grabs his camera and he records random stuff. And then he puts it out there and he gets views. So I might have to buy me a camera. Just go start recording crazy stuff. I don't know. You told me to start up a car channel a long time ago. So I might have to start up a car channel.
That's true. And I mean, all it takes is one viral video, man. Because he had that one viral video, and he just capitalized on it. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, but speaking of viral, you know we both watch wrestling, right?
Right.
I don't know if our audience, if you listening to us and you watch wrestling, you comment down below. If you watching on the website, whether you watch wrestling or if you are, you can go to the KS Radio, KS Network business page and comment. Let us know if you watch wrestling. We just want to know how many of our listeners watch wrestling, so we can try to throw some more stories about wrestling in there. But bro, NXT. NXT leads the way, bro. I mean, I love the main rosters. I love SmackDown. I love Raw. But once I was, it was actually NXT that made me start watching wrestling. And they did not. They opened up the Dusty Rhodes Classic for women. How big is that? Let's just talk about that first. How big is that, huh?
I think this is the first time they have ever done this. They opened up the Mae Young Challenge a couple years ago, which is only for women.
Yeah.
But now, because Dusty Rhodes was a, I think he was like the first Intercontinental Champion or something crazy, or the first Tag Team Champions, whatever it is. They opened up this challenge, and they have people, well, they have women in particular from all over the world to compete in this challenge. And this brand new tag team, they're in the Performance Center. They're not even a part of NXT right now, but they are in the Performance Center. And they grew up together, and they just hit it off. And this girl, this little short white girl, she hit this moonsault, senton, whatever it was, it was so amazing that the commentators didn't even know what to call it. But anyway, they won the match, and I am excited to see how far they are going to go in this tournament for the Dusty Rhodes Challenge.
The little white girl is Katie Contazzaro. She actually appeared on the Ninja Warrior show.
The Ninja War, yeah, a couple years ago, right?
Yes, the Ninja Warrior show, and I believe Kaden Carter. She actually just started being a regular on NXT. She maybe 6 months ago, like at the beginning of 2020. That's when I started seeing her a lot. But yeah, they're a brand new tag team, and bro, if y'all don't know what we're talking about, just go ahead and because we talked about the Dusty Rhodes Classic and it started for women, but we need y'all to go on YouTube and look at Cantazzaro and Carter versus Storm and Martina, and watch the whole 3 minute clip. It's a 3 minute clip. And at the end of the match, this lady jumped up in the air, and she flips maybe 3 to 4 times in the air before she lands on her opponent. I can't even begin to tell you what type of move was that. Lethal, have you ever seen anything like that?
I have not seen anything like that in my life. I thought it was like a corkscrew moonsault, and I was like, okay, that's normal. And then she did like another spin. I was like, what the freak was that? Bro, I was so hyped. You understand me? Bro, she hit the woman with this move on her back. The woman didn't move. She lifted her leg, put both her shoulders on the mat. The referee counted 1, 2, 3, and they won the match. Bro, and I literally looked at the clip like 5 times, no lie. I was so hyped, and then the commentator made it even worse for me because he didn't even know what to call it. I was like, what the heck just happened? It was crazy.
Yeah.
It was crazy. What's your reaction? Because I had to send this out. What was your reaction when you saw the clip?
When you seen it, I was like, I ain't nothing special about it. But I said, I like NXT. Let me watch the match. And I seen it. And I'm just like, even the way she land is not normally the way we see people land on people in WWE, bro. And I was just like, what was that? And you're right, the commentator didn't know what to call it. He was, and that's the crazy part. That's how you know the commentators, he was totally baffled. He had been led astray because he was just as surprised as we was. And all I could do was like rewind it. I rewind it maybe 8 times just to be like, I felt like I witnessed history. Because he ain't never seen it like when Ricochet came. When Ricochet came and started doing some of the stuff he was doing, you were like, okay, I ain't never seen anything like that in the ring. That's what old girl. That's who she is. I mean, and I like the part of Kaden Carter, but bro, I can't. I'm gonna be watching because I can't wait to see if she try to do that again. Because if that's her signature move. I gotta see if she can hit it off again. That looks incredibly difficult.
Absolutely crazy. It was nuts. And if you guys don't know what we're talking about, we're talking about WWE's NXT. They have this tournament, this talent that the women are doing now for the Dusty Rhodes. And the lady hit this moonsault, this move off the top rope, and nobody knows the name for it, but everybody loved it. So that's what we're talking about now. Mm-hmm.
You have to go watch
it. Yeah, it was amazing.
Go
you gotta go watch it.
It's awful. And Carter versus Storm and Martinez. I promise you. Thank us later.
All right, Marty. Well, we're going to get into another song on tonight. Big shout out to our good friend Queen Lynn that called in and submitted her song. We are going to play her song next called She Ain't Me. And you guys just keep it locked. We got more topics coming up. We got Rapid Fire coming up at about 9:45-ish. And then we got another Kobe Bryant song that we're going to play on tonight as we celebrate the life and the legacy of Mamba Kobe Bean. You guys, here's Queen Lynn with She Ain't Me. Check it out. And everybody else that was involved in that horrible helicopter crash. We are going to play a celebration clip of what ESPN had to say about Kobe Bryant himself. So without any further ado, here is ESPN's clip from The Jump on the life of Kobe Bryant. Keep it locked.
There was no one like him. I've worked in this business for more than 25 years. I have covered everyone from Muhammad Ali to Michael Jordan, from Joe Montana to Tom Brady, from Serena Williams to Tiger Woods. And I can tell you for sure, there has never been anyone quite like Kobe Bean. He could burn with intensity one minute and make mischief the next. He was wildly creative, but at the same time, maddeningly precise. He was not perfect. He had flaws, he did things that he would come to deeply regret, but he also understood that what you did next, how you move forward, that mattered deeply, and he made the absolute most of every minute, every day, every year that he was with us. I actually saw him not that long before he died, and I remember so clearly that day how we were joking about having crossed the threshold of having known each other for more than half our lives, and what that meant about how old we had both gotten. Of course, now, all I can think about is how young he was when he was taken from us. How young that sweet, funny, smart, talented girl was, and what a tragedy it is for the family that was left behind. And to that end, we want to make clear that over these next 2 hours, we are keeping front and center the words of Vanessa Bryant, who recently posted on Instagram that she knew today would be full of remembrances of her late husband. She wrote, quote, "I want to thank everyone that has handled their media coverage respectfully. To everyone else, please reconsider your news story and look at your footage through the eyes of their children, spouse, parents, siblings, and family. Celebrate their lives, not the day they lost them." So that is what we are going to do today. We are going to celebrate the extraordinary. And we're not the only ones. Last night, Kyrie Irving arrived at his game wearing a Kobe number 8 jersey. And he told the cameraman, "You know who I'm rocking tonight? Robert, Matt, I know this day has been on the calendar. You knew it was coming. But Robert, why don't we start with you? What do you remember about your friend today? What's it bringing up for you?"
You know, for me, I got to know Kobe when he was a rookie. And I got traded to the Lakers, and it was all this hype around this high school kid. And I'm like, okay, hadn't seen him play yet. So I get into practice, and it's a shoot-around. And he's going 1,000 miles an hour, and I'm looking at him like, dude, slow down. He's like, I got to get better. I got to get better. And that was just his whole mentality. He wanted to get better each and every day. And I'm looking, I'm like, dude, it's shoot-around. Nobody's going 100 miles per hour. But the thing about him is you just knew he was destined to be great because he had that energy and that work ethic like no other. And for me to have that moment to see what he could become and to have a lot of conversations with this guy and share some of my knowledge with him. And I remember when we finally had that first one-on-one, the first thing out of his mouth was, tell me about Dreams Footwork. I'm like, I'm doing all right. Thanks for asking, you know. But it was just that. He wanted to get
nice
better.
Nice to see you too,
Kobe. Yeah, he wanted to learn from the guy that had the best footwork in the game. And that's just who he was. His whole mental was to get better and to try to be the best at that game. And all I could do was sit back and just respect him and just watch him and, believe it or not, learn from him. Because even though you're a vet coming off two championships, you watching this guy put in his work each and every day and you learning from him like, oh, I can't let this young fella outwork me. Mm-hmm. So you just wanted to go on and move on.
Yeah. I mean, mine is kind of post-career. Obviously, you know, our battles that have been well documented, but just the person outside of basketball, Kobe, the man, the father, the businessman, and how, although basketball was over, he still attacked everything with that same passion, desire, and focus. The way he fathered, how adamant he was about trying to put his last 20 years behind him, his mm-hmm. greatness in basketball, and be known for what was next. He was always trying to innovate. He was always trying to get better, get himself better. Oh, you guys found this footage.
This is you, of course, so with your sons.
I mean, really, Kobe. You know, he was Uncle Kobe to the boys, you know, and like I said, since when we became teammates, the twins were like three, and he started, you know, treating them like he was his own, bringing them shoes all the time, hugging them, talking to them, bringing them in the locker room. So he was just a special person. Obviously, we know how amazing on the court he was, but he did just as amazing things off the court as well.
I love you talking over the past year a little bit about how you guys were these great rivals, right? And of course, we all know the flinch video, the whole thing, but that when you did become teammates, the kinship you found with each other, stages of your lives you were going through, and sort of...
It was an instant brotherhood. You know, we were both going through things in our personal life, and we really just bonded. Practice, after practice, you know, post games, going out and grabbing a drink or grabbing some dinner, and really, like I said, getting the chance to really learn each other as men outside of the basketball court, and that's what my fondest memories of him was, and just really getting a chance to know, because Rob will tell you, he doesn't let too many people in, and if he allows to let you in, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, once he lets you in, it's a wonderful thing, like you said, and there's so many moments that we share privately, and it's amazing to me that he has moments with everybody, and it's different.
Right.
Every story is different. It's
amazing,
almost like he put everybody in the category. Says, okay, I'm gonna talk with you about kids, you know, with cars, you about footwork, and to me, it's almost like it was three or four different Kobes out there that he was in different places at different times, because you hear the stories, you're like, I was around that time. how did he get there? What is he going on? But it's so many stories. I think. Having my one of my other favorite stories is just when you have those long plane rides,
right?
And you have the moment to just sit down and you talk about everything outside of basketball. You know, I talked to him about his times growing up as a kid in the foreign country, and he talked about me growing up in the South and how it was, and you know, and a little thing, and all of a sudden he's like, dude, you don't play spades? I'm like, every black person in America plays spades. You don't know how to play? And you're sitting there, and you're teaching this guy how to play spades. You know, it was just like a big brother kinship. And it was so many memories like that, that you sit back on a day like today, and you just think about it. Even the last memory I have of him is meeting him at Mamba Academy a week before this tragedy happened, and just laughing and joking and talking about everything other than basketball. That was my favorite part.
Thanks for watching ESPN on YouTube. For live streaming sports and premium content, subscribe to ESPN Plus.
Hey, man, you guys, if you want to check out that clip and that clip from the jump on ESPN, definitely go check it out. Very heartfelt. We are back. It is Candy Convo's Marge Greatest, man. It's time for the rapid fire in the building. What's the first time we talk
about? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, look, we got a couple of topics to go through on Rapid Fire and give our quick opinion on. But, bro, let's start off with the Crunchy Road. They release listings of anime that is watched by the most, which region watch it anime the most. And United States didn't come in even in the top 10. We nowhere to be found. Uruguay is number one, and I forget who's number 10, but we not even. I don't know. They didn't even mention what were we. They didn't even mention whether we was number 12 or what. But we are number 10 of El Salvador. So, bro, what you think about that?
So, for everybody who don't know what anime is basically Japanese cartoons.
Exactly.
They Crunchyroll is a platform that covers all anime. From Boruto, Naruto, Blue Exorcist, and different other anime. And Crunchyroll just released their numbers for the most viewed anime in 2020. And of course, you got areas like Asia, Europe, Australia, United States, which is AKA North America. And what really stuck out to me was because I watched Boruto, which is the spinoff from Naruto. I'm pretty sure if anybody has kids that's over 10 years old, everybody has heard of Naruto because it has been out for the past 18, 22 years or whatever. And now Naruto has a son. I fell in love with Naruto, the anime, so now I watch his son called Boruto. And in Asia, Boruto is the number one most watched anime in Asia. And it's funny because here in the United States, we give Boruto such bad rep, such bad remarks. And for them to love it over in Asia, literally, like, the whole continent of Asia is lit up in orange, which represents Boruto. And in the United States, Boruto is nowhere to be found. So that's why I saw Crunchyroll, and I really thank them for releasing their numbers, because most platforms, most TV stations, most apps don't even do that for the year. So I thought Crunchyroll releasing their views for the most watched anime in 2020, the whole year of 2020, I thought that was unique and different. So that's why I made it on the list. That's why we're talking about it tonight on Candid Convo.
Exactly. So you know who else, you mentioned that Asia was lit up in the orange. So you know who else is lit up in the orange? Chevrolet, they lit up in the orange for the mad emoji face. So because they feel like they ain't getting no respect, you know, they feel like, you know, the CA Corvette is getting more respect to them. So they decided to come out with a mid-engine Chevy Camaro, and that mug looks like a beast. And we talking about orange, and it's in orange, and they got orange rims, and it looks sexy. It looks real sexy. I need to stop looking at it. I feel like I'm a sim. Oh, it's just beautiful. I mean, Licio, have you seen it? I know you've seen it.
I have seen it. I have not seen it on the street because it is a prototype. But AEZ has a 2017 Camaro, and that thing is a beast. So I know if the 2017 model is fast and trying to keep up with the 2020 C8, then I know that's a 2021 model. Being a mid-engine, probably is going to overtake the C8, and I am excited to see it on the street. I'm not sure when the next car show is, but if it's showing the 2021 mid-engine Camaro, you best believe your boy KS will be in the building, and hopefully have your boy Tristan with me as well, because Tristan loves cars.
Yeah, sir. And I'm pretty sure he's going to be tickle pink to see it. Hopefully y'all can ride it. But man, there's many movies coming out. There's many TV shows coming out this in 2021. One of the best movie trailers just been released, which is Godzilla vs. King Kong. And we just learned that Superman and Lois trailer dropped for the CW superhero series. So give me your thoughts on both of them real quick.
First and foremost, I will be glued to both series and the movie. King Kong hitting Godzilla in the face like that, it like shook the water.
Oh.
It scattered the U.S. Navy boats. Cannot wait for that movie. I'm not even sure when it comes out, but I do know it's coming out soon, if I'm not mistaken. Sometime in the spring, maybe in March. Can't remember. but we will have more information coming up because, you know, in April, the 2021 Mortal Kombat movie is coming out too. So I'm just going to be in the movie theaters every weekend. Don't call me. Don't text me. My phone will be on airplane mode. For real. I cannot wait.
I normally don't get down with the superhero trailers. But that trailer interests me. That trailer made me think, like, oh, I'll check it out. You know, I give it a ones or a twoser. You know, I give it a one, you know, maybe one episode, two episode to see if it, because, I mean, the trailer was off the chain. So, I mean, and how much they going deep into it. I mean, you know, you kind of want to, and it's always that thing to see if they, you know, what can they bring? Because so many Supermans have been made. You want to see if right. they could bring something that would interest you. But the Godzilla, King Kong throwing a right at Godzilla, a quick right at him, I was like, oh, man, they ain't wrestling. They throwing them hands.
For real,
for real. Like two, they looked like two brothers fighting in the hood. I said, oh, you better bob and weave, good buddy. He throwing the monkey hands at you. Oh man! Oh, I can't wait to see it because it looked like it's going. I'm tired of just seeing monsters wrestling and throwing each other down. No, make it look like a real fight. I won't see some elbow in the eye, some gouging. Make them really get it in. Okay.
Whatever they come do, to watch just make wrestling. Just make sure they don't get knocked out like Nate Robinson did. Amen.
Oh. Yeah, or Conor McGregor.
Conor McGregor.
Yeah. It's not a good look. It's not a good look. I think we all can agree. But our last rapid fire story of the night is the story of the Black Capitol rioter. Now, we all have seen this guy because we all was like, what is this one dude? What are you doing, my man? What are you doing? Well, unfortunately, he's in jail now. I'm not going to say unfortunately because, you ransacked the Capitol.
It is what it is.
I mean, if you go in Target, you go in Target and get arrested and you ransack Target, it is what it is. So I don't got no love for domestic terrorism and I don't got no love for rioters either. If you do it, hopefully you're ready to go to jail for it. But unfortunately, the reason why we all were saying, why is this black dude out here with the majority of these white and Hispanic people rioting is because we know that he had the game all messed up. So won't you believe, Lizio, that this dude has been arrested and he have been denied bail, while many of the white participants have been granted release.
Should have had a plan and a backup plan in case he got locked up. Because, you know, white people, they bail their kids out of every situation. Us black people, even as adults, our parents still want us to learn lessons. So he looked like he has an education. Just made the wrong decision, and I'm pretty sure whoever he lives with, or if he's by himself, nobody's going to bail him out. I'm sorry, but that's just the truth, and it's unfortunate, but I think that's the truth.
And one thing about white people, they got that money. Us black people, we gotta go ask Grandma Jenkins. We gotta go ask Grandma Jenkins. Uncle Reese, see if we could put a lien on the house. You know what I'm saying? And if we can't do none of that, yeah, you're behind staying in there. Oh, you definitely you're behind staying in there. So I mean, but here's the thing. Here's the thing that I hope this kid realized, because this is what happened. He turned himself in. Most of the people, the cops had to come get. He turned himself in. Now he was hitting the officers with a bat, a metal bat, I believe, wooden bat. I'm not sure what the bat was, but he was hitting their shields with a bat. And but he turned himself in, confessed to the crime, and everything. Some of the other participants who are of the lighter hue, they have pleaded not guilty. This guy just said, you know what, I'm going to take my consequences, I'm going to turn myself in, and I'm going to go ahead. I ain't going to have them come knocking on my mama's door or knocking on my people's door. I'm going to go ahead and be a big man. I did the crime. I'm going to do the time. And they still didn't give him no bail. So what I need him to understand is that this is why you can't find yourself doing stuff that your color can't hold. We must understand right. that, yes, we are living in a different time, and we're living in a time where white people can be held accountable for the wrong things they are doing. However, /pause for effect, all right, the fact of the matter is you are still black. And if white people can go to jail for ransacking the Capitol, but a black person could still get killed just for selling cigarettes. A black person could still get killed just for sitting in their car. A black person could still get killed just for holding a water gun in a Walmart. So don't be acting. That's why I told you. You remember we did that story about the dude getting on top of the counter and screaming and pulling
the
door and looking
on himself?
That could have been it for him. If an officer was there, what you think would have happened? He could have got shot.
It would have made it even funnier, but yeah, he probably would have got shot. Yeah,
he probably got shot. So him doing stuff like that is him not realizing the color of the hue that he's in. That's something a white person would do. I know a lot of people may say, "Well, that's Danny Phil. We should be able to do the same stuff they do." Well, it's just not what it is. So if you want to live, if you don't want nobody to have a face on your shirt. Did I say that right? Your face on a shirt, and you don't want people marching over you, because you want to live your life. Act your color. That's all I'm gonna say about it. You got any other moral words on it, Lucio?
That I don't. I believe that is a wrap for the Candid Convo show on tonight.
Yes. Well, we appreciate y'all.
It has been a great show.
In.
Everybody that has listened live tonight, Queen Lynn, thank you so wavy. We miss you. But we are glad that you made it safely at home. Queen Music in the building. Samantha called in. And whoever the 765 number is, we appreciate you guys for just listening. Please, again, like Marty said, if you watch WWE or NXT, let us know so we can see that link to that corkscrew moonsault senton, whatever kind of movie it was, because you definitely need to see it. And if you haven't seen the King Kong versus Godzilla trailer, we will send you that too. And if you love Kobe Bryant and you appreciate any of the music we played on tonight supporting the life of Kobe Bryant, let me know and I can send it to you as well as the MP3 or the YouTube link or the Spotify link, whatever kind of link you want. If you need music from Queen Lynn, which she and me, let me know so I can send you that as well. She has a video that we'll be dropping sometime later on, so you definitely want to subscribe to her channel at Real Queen Lynn and follow her everywhere on social media as well. Marty, how can people get a hold of you online? What are your social media?
Man, y'all can follow me, Marty the Greatest everywhere. That's Marty the Greatest with a MARTY. And it's all one word, write it all together. Marty the Greatest, exactly how it sounds, exactly how it's spelled. You can find me on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Snapchat under Marty the Greatest. Had a good night. This was awesome. We always have a good time. We hope y'all enjoyed listening to us having these combos as much as we enjoy having it. Look up all the stuff that we're telling you, man. Look up the wrestling video, the swim time, corkscrew, whatever she did. Trust me, and look up the Godzilla trailer. Trust me, treat yourself, don't cheat yourself. Trust me, there's reasons why we bring up these stories. They help us get through the week, and that's the reason why we do Candid Convos, to help you get through the early week, and hopefully it's carry you throughout the week. But look, until then, until we y'all hear from us next Tuesday, just remember to pray, hustle, and don't be afraid to have candy combos. Marty the Great is out.
Amen, you guys. I want to say follow me everywhere at KS Radio Show, that's Instagram and Twitter. And again, a big congratulations to me for making my way to 5 years. All thanks to God and His grace over my platform that He has entrusted me with. Yes, even though Tavy So Wavy is not here on tonight, please follow her on Instagram at Tavy So Wavy. Click this show from RoslynSmithCounseling.com, ShalomSheet.com, as well as East Garden if you are interested in living a much better and much healthier lifestyle in 2021. You guys,
yes,
check out the KS Radio Show this Friday night at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Miss Tiffany from Mississippi will be in the building telling her testimony. And then at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, Miss Lady D from Cincinnati is going to come on, share some of her music that she hasn't even released yet, along with her testimony, her goals as well. And since today is Tuesday, I got a Tuesday exclusive that was released today from the Cincinnati artist by the name of Deacon Daz, featuring V-Rose. This is the second song to the video that he has done with V-Rose, and actually I'm in it, and this song is called 2x2. And if you guys haven't seen the video, please watch the video. You guys have a blessed night, and hopefully I will see you guys on Friday or on Tuesday. You guys be blessed, and carry God with you everywhere you go. You guys be blessed. And this is Candy Combo, and we out. Check it out.
Triumphant, you can jump on this arc 2x2, so you ain't gotta come.